So that says the hardest part, as we've essentially mentioned already with Metropolis, the hardest intellectual problem in this class of Monte Carlos, which lattice Monte Carlo is a good example. That just means the particles are arranged in a fixed lattice, but the same points are true when they're not in a fixed lattice. The key issue is how you choose these points you integrate over. Once you've chosen the points, everything is straightforward. But as we pointed out, choosing the points is entirely non-trivial, because if you choose a random point in this space, you're up the creek, because the integrand is essentially zero. This is this point I mentioned before with the experimental integration. We're going to try in important sampling to sample up our points proportional to this integral, e to the minus h over kt. When you have something very rapidly varying, in order to get decent answers, you've got to try to get rid of that rapid variation, because otherwise that rapid variation translates into a standard deviation, sigma, which is very big, because the sigma is then going to be the sigma of this number, which is something ridiculously large. Whereas what you want is to try to choose points according to that function, so the sigma is the sigma of this function theta, which was on the previous foil, which is usually a polynomial, and therefore very slowly, effectively slowly varying. So the typical thing you do is you do not choose a random point. What you actually do is you use, as the Metropolis method, you choose a point near the current point, and you usually do that by taking all these particles or spins and only changing one of them. And the reason you do that is that if you only change one of them, you're guaranteed that this integrand only changes by a number of order unity, because the scale of the exponential is such that if you change one particle, the exponential changes by of order unity. So, but of course, that's also, if you like, using your physical knowledge of the system. You have to be, in some sense, a physicist or a chemist to know to do that. Because all you can do as a computer scientist is say, find a way of only changing the integrand by a small amount. You have to know that that integrand has the property that if you just change one particle, it changes a small amount.